met jou gemeenskap, hy wil vandag vir jou 'n woord gee. Hy wil jou vandag bemoedig. He want to pick you up. He want to draw you close. He want to love you. He want you to experience his goodness and his love and his faithfulness today. Lord, thank you that we can just celebrate this season, that we can celebrate today that you have risen, that you are our king, dat jy is ons koning, die koning van die konings, die skepper van die hemel en die aarde, and that you believe in me, that you've called me by my name. In Jesus' name. And if you agree, say amen. That's it. Kyk gou voor jy gaan sit, kyk na die ou langs jou en sê, did you lose some weight? Het is lekker om hier by julle te kuier alweer. The last time I was here, there was only, julle het net klaar gebou. Ek is die eerste gasspreker van hierdie nuwe gebou. Ek sal dit het staan op my rak op my trofee. As ek was die eerste gasspreker, niemand kan dit by my steel nie. Maar laas keer toe ek hier was hier nog net bakstene. Ek het hier tussen die bakstene gestaan om praat met julle. Kan julle onthou? En dis ja, it's been a while. But it's so great to be here this morning. I had some coffee with Mozzie this week and he said to me expect about 5 people. But I think he stuck with a 5. Ek dink almal is hier vanmôre. So dis amazing. Dis amazing om hier te wees. Dis lekker om hier by julle te kuier. Weet julle dat vandag, I'm going to mix the Afrikaans and English. Is that all right? All my notas is in Engels. I thought I'm just going to speak English. Maar ek hoor hier so baie Afrikaanse mense hierso. So is there anyone that cannot understand Afrikaans? Okay, so julle is almal all right met die mix. Are you battling with Afrikaans? I'll do more English. All right, is that fine? Okay. Do you know that today is the most important day of Christianity? You know that if there's one thing that the devil want to prove is that Jesus didn't rise. If there's one thing that the devil try to keep away from people's life is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. So this is the most important day in the Christian calendar is that we celebrate that Jesus rose. Dat Jesus het opgestaan vir my en vir jou. So, dis my voorreg vandag om te sê, Happy Blessed Resurrection Day to you today. Alright. So, I don't know, Renier het nog nie my tema opgesit, jy moet hom nog nie opsit nie. Alright, so, what I want to chat to you today about is, I think one of the most important things that we battle with as Christians with, is that, you know, we are in a world that is broken, that is falling apart. Ons wêreld om ons val uit mekaar uit. Julle weet al die goed wat gebeur. I don't have to remind you about this. And everyone is talking about this. And although we have a country that is, that they say is about 90% Christianity, that believes in Christianity, dink ek daar's so klein groepietjie mense wat regtig die Here dien. I think so. And we really battle with this. It's difficult to let your light shine in this world. It's difficult to stand out. It's difficult to be different. It's really a battle. So I trust God that we today, that I can give you some pointers of how to just stand out, how to just be stronger, how to stand in the resurrection power of Jesus in your life. So ek gaan met vir julle lees in Joshua 2. Ek dink Renier het dit daar, ek gaan dit daar opsit, né? Renier? Okay, so, Joshua 2, verse 1, 2, 3. So, verse 1, 2, 3. Yeah, let's have a look here. So, what happened is that the Israelites traveled for 40 years in the desert. Okay? They came out of Egypt, traveled for 40 years in the desert, and now God said it is time to cross the Jordan River. So they were just standing on this side of the Jordan River, just ready to cross this river. Hulle is opgesaik. Hulle is reg. Hulle wil hierdie land gaan vat. This is the promises of God that my parents told me about. And this is the place that we're going to take. Hulle sê die druiwe korrels was so groot, twee ouens moes dra aan een tros druiwe. This is a blessed land, the land van melk en honing. We're just going to take this, all right? So Joshua sent 2 spies and he said, all right, I want you to go and check out this land. And especially Jericho, because that's the place we're going to take first. So you go and you check it out, and this is what happened. Then Joshua sent 2 spies from the camp at Acacia with orders to go and secretly explore the land of Canaan, especially the city of Jericho. When they came to the city, they went to spend the night in the house of a prostitute named Rahab. Can you believe it? Joshua stuur twee manne. Waar gaan bly hulle? By 'n prostituut. Come on. Verse 2. The king of Jericho heard that some Israelite had came at night to spy out the country. So he sent word to Rahab, the prostitute. The men in your house have come to spy out the whole country. Bring them out. No, dan kan julle self daai stukkie gaan lees. So what happened is Rahab actually lied to the king and she said, no, they already left. Okay. So just imagine, before I elaborate on that. Verse 8. So this is what she said. Before the spies settled down for the night, Rahab went up to the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land. Everyone in this country is terrified of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the Red Sea in front of you and when you were leaving Egypt. We have also heard how you killed Sihon and Og, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan. We were afraid as soon as we heard about it. We have all lost our courage because of you. Then she says this. This is so amazing. The Lord your God is God in heaven above and here on earth. Wow. Now, there's so many significant things about this story. So, ek wil net hê julle moet bietjie dit indink. So, these two spies go out and they could stay any place. Maar hulle gaan bly by hierdie prostituut. Okay. So what happened in that time is that in the city wall, you could actually stay in the city wall. There was twee mure en dan het hulle dit geseparate met muurtjies tussen. So there was, you could stay there. They said this Rahab actually had a hotel. All right? With some benefits if you pay extra. All right? So there were a lot of guys. This is actually very clever that they stayed there because a lot of guys went in and out. And Israel is redelik die center van die wêreld as jy mooi gaan kyk. So dit is maar 'n handels land. So there's many ships coming past. There's people from the east and the west and Africa and the south. All over they pass through Jerusalem and of course they would stay over at Jericho sometimes. So a lot of people would go and make use of this hotel. So it's actually a very good place to go and hide yourself if you want to go and check out, spy out the land. And they went into this place, but I think the one thing that they didn't think of is that they thought they're going to blend in, but they didn't. For two reasons. The first one is if you are a God-feared person, if you loved God, you walk different. Can you imagine the guys that went in there? Hierdie ouens het ander goed in gedagte. But these guys, these two spies, they loved God. So they looked different. They walked different. They probably greeted, hello, hoe gaan het met jou? Hoe gaan het met jou siek ma? You know, when you go to a prostitute's house, that's not the way you don't speak to anyone. But these guys walked different. That's the one difference is that because they were God-fearing. And then there's another thing is that what they didn't know is that they had a reputation. She knew about their reputation. She heard that God separated the Red Sea and they walked through on dry land. She heard that God provided for them for 40 years in the desert. Hulle skoene het gehou. Daai ons moes hulle vellies gepatenteer en verkoop het van daai goed het 40 jaar gehou. They walked through the desert. God, Moses hit a rock and the water came out. They heard about it. They heard how God gave them food, how he gave them meat to eat, bread to eat, water to drink. They heard how God, the favor of God and the promises of God is on this people. And I want you to know this. They were a different breed. The Israelites were people that had the favor of God on them. They were people that were God-fearing, that knew that they wrote the test about faith. And the favor of God was on them. And the people heard it. And nou wil ek vir jou sê vanmôre, if you are a Christian, it's inevitable for you to go into a place without people knowing that you are. You know, these guys didn't even have the Holy Spirit on them. Nou wil ek vir julle hierdie sê, and it's so amazing. Whenever you go into a place, don't think that you will not be recognized. Moenie dink dat mense jou nie sal sien. I want to ask you this question, and this is actually my theme for today. When people look at you, do they see that Jesus did indeed rise? When people read the book of your life, when they look at you when you enter into a place, do they know that Jesus has risen? Because it's inevitable for you to stand out. Jy gaat uitstaan soos 'n pysie op 'n ou se neus. Het jy dit al gesien? Like cool. So this week I was chatting to my son, my family is here. You've got the whole breed of Lucas's here and some chains as well. So it's lekker om my kinders ook hier te hê. But I had a chat with Sean, my youngest son, during the week, and we were talking about a guy, and you know how Christianese you can get this. The first thing you say is, ken hy die Here? Dien hy die oor die Here? And he was actually saying something that shocked me. He said that, you know, it's one of those guys, he can step into Christianity and step out again. Eina. Die Bybel sê dat as jy nie warm of koud is nie, omdat jy lou is, lukewarm people, lukewarm Christians. So me and Anita just returned from a vacation. We had 2 weeks in the Cape. Whew, great, amazing. So we were in Montague actually last week, and something happened with me, and I think it was a wake up call for me. So we, you know, wherever you go, even if you go to the shop, yeah, there's always this guy that comes. Have you seen them? And I always try to hear what these guys say. And this lady was there, and she had actually had a baby in her hands, a kleerling vrouwtje, and she had a baby in her arms. And then as I climbed out of the car, she said, and I said, wat sê jy? And she was talking a little bit harder. And the third time I said to her, ek kan nie hoor wat jy sê nie. And this was actually how loud I spoke. And then she spoke even softer. And, you know, and then Anita took my arm, and she too, actually, we went into a shop, and she said to me, you know what? Did you see how terrified that little boy and a girl in her arms is? Because you raised your voice. And I was actually, that moment, the Holy Spirit, he was prompting me, and he said, John, what is the sign? What is the signal? Did you really have my resurrection life in mind when you spoke to that lady now? Wat is die prentjie wat daai klein dogtertjie kry? Because she knows that you're a Christian. Sy weet, daar's nie 'n manier dat sy dit nie weet nie. And we could rectify that. I mean, we went back and we could bless her, and I even prayed, and I'm sure that God rectified the situation because we were sensitive for the Holy Spirit. But we always try to blend in so that we don't stand out. Nou ek wil vir julle 'n kort videoetjie wys gou. This is actually a friend of mine that made this video this during the week. You probably saw it on social network. So this is an ostrich trying to blend in. Who recognized the ostrich? So this ostrich actually grew up with the goose, geese. Hy het sommer groot geword and he thought he was a goose. And then they went into the river and he went after. He actually swam. So my friend had to go with a boat and just take him back and say, listen, you can't go in the river. But I want to tell you is this is what Christians try to do. Christians try to blend in. So I've got two verses just to remind you that you can't blend into the world. The first one is in Matthew 5:14, and this is what Jesus said. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. I'm going to illustrate this to you just now. 'N stad wat op 'n berg gebou is, kan nie weggesteek word nie. There's no way that that ostrich can blend into the world. The second one is in Ephesians 1:13, and it says so beautiful, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, as a result, believed in him. Listen to what it says. You were stamped with a seal of the promise, Holy Spirit. So you were stamped. Jy het 'n stamp gekry. Onthou julle toe ons klein was, as jy soet was, kindertjies, as jy soet was, dan kry jy daai sterretjie. So, onthou jy die sterretjie? So when you got saved, you got a stamp of approval. You got a stamp of the Holy Spirit, of the promise of the Holy Spirit. And then it says here, the one promised by Christ, as owned and protected by God. So the moment you gave your life to God, you got a light and you got a stamp. Nou wil ek gou iemand, ek soek net gou 'n volunteer. Enige volunteer gegooi. Jong mannetjie, daai seun kom jy gegooi, so ek sien jy skud jou kop. Jy wou jou hand opsteek en toe trek jou ma jou hand af. Wat is jou naam? Martin. Hallo Martin. Okay, so ek wil gou vir julle wys.
Sent Martin off now to say, there's no way that he will blend you. I'm going to see what I
God never intended us to blend in. He intended us to stand out. So how can I be a light for God? How can I? Perhaps I just feel like I want to do this illustration for you. Perhaps because you asked me this morning. Many people don't understand what actually happens when you get born again. So Martin, kom terug hier, so waar, wie het gesê jy kan gaan sit? Yes, jy. Okay. All right. So I want to just quickly explain this to you. All right. When you get born, wanneer hierdie vleispaleis van jou gebore word, okay? The moment that you get born, this is what actually happened in Genesis, is God stood over Adam, hy het sy lyf gemaak, sy vleispaleis, and he lay Adam. And God stood over him, and the word says that God breathed. Nou die oomblik as God oor jou blaas, ontvang jy wat? Nee. Lewe, wat is lewe? Jy ontvang jou siel. Jou siel is eintlik your soul is the person inside of you. That's your thoughts, that's your character, that's your personality, that's the choices that you make. That's actually you without the body. That's actually you. Now I want to tell you something that ek kry hoendervleis elke keer as ek aan dit dink. Once God breathed over you and you received a soul, that soul will ever and ever and forever exist. cannot stop existing. Because the word says that you will either go to heaven or hell when you die. Okay? So your vlees paleis bly op aarde. And it doesn't matter what happened, of hy nou gekremate of begrawe word, of ek sê vir, there's a new term, aquamate. Go and check it out. Okay? So whatever happens with this vlees paleis, it doesn't matter. Because your soul, dit is eintlik wie jy is nou. When you receive the light, this is actually what happens, is you get the message in church one day or wherever, and you say, God, there's nothing that I can do to go to heaven. Nicodemus het alles getraai. Hy was die priester, hy was die hoë priester. Nicodemus' job was actually to look after the priests. So he was the head of priests. He was actually holier than thou. He went to church 3 times a day to go and pray. He fasted, he gave his tithes, he did everything that we think is the right thing to do to go to heaven. And then he came to Jesus and said, will I go to heaven? And Jesus said, unfortunately, you are missing out. Why? Because you must be born again. And Nicodemus couldn't understand. He said, my poor mom. But Jesus said, no. You must be born of spirit. And this is what happens. It's the moment that you realize that I'm on my way to hell. Because I don't have the spirit of God inside of me. And then you confess your sin. And then you say, God, please come and bring your Holy Spirit. Hou vas daarso. Dankie sê. Bring your Holy Spirit to come and live inside of me. Now, you are not only 2/3 man, you are 3/3 man. You've got a flesh palace, you've got your soul inside of you, and you've got the Holy Spirit. Now, the moment that you die, guess what happens? The Holy Spirit hooks onto your soul, and then your Holy Spirit stands in front of God. And he says, God, this is a righteous man. He confessed his sin. He's a child of God. He's one of us. And God looks through his spirit at the man, the soul, and he says, kom hier so, my kind. Baie dankie, seun. Jy is baie braaf. Doesn't make sense. Daai was verniet. Jy hoef nie daarvoor te betaal nie. So how can I be a light and live that a life that says, Jesus is risen? Without using words. How can I do that? Now, this is a word that God gave me, and I'm sure that you will hear this word all over. Gisteroggend het ons vir Simeon het gister verjaar, my son, and we prayed for him, and Carla actually used this word, and when she used it, I knew this is God. So I knew this is a word that you're probably going to hear in South Africa, perhaps all over the world, because I know this is the word that God gave me for this season, and this is the word intentionally. Everyone says intentional. Intentionality is so important. If you don't do things intentional, you're probably going to miss it. Ek en my vrou het weer begin fietsry nou 2 maande terug, nê. So we intentionally said we want to get fit and healthy. So we intentionally have to take the bicycle. Cheri 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 cheri. Jy lus om te ry. Gaan ons ry. And then intentionally you go on a bike. You come back and say, okay, I did it. Intentionality, ouens, as ons nie intentional is, in die season wat ons bly nie, gaan ons dit mis. If you don't live life, life will live you. Gaan dink 'n bietjie oor daai ene. Ons kan 'n seminar doen oor dit. If you don't live life, life will live you. I promise you. If you're not intentional about anything, life will live you. Hy sal vir jou plat trek. So what does it mean to be intentional? Being intentional means making deliberate choices to reflect what is most important to you. Deliberate choices. Living intentionally means to purposefully pursue the life God has called you to live. Intentionality requires deliberate action. Aspris, deliberate. Daar's amper nie 'n mooier woord as aspris nie. Deliberate action. Deliberate action. So ek wil vir julle 'n paar pointers gee, net. En ouens, hierdie is nie om jou te condemn nie. Hierdie is eintlik net om jou te bemoedig. Om jou te stig, just to challenge you and say, let's do this. So here's some pointers that I want to give you to how to live intentionally, how to be intentional in the things that I do, how to intentionally be a light to a broken world. So this is how we're going to do this. I'm going to say the point and then you're going to say intentional. Is dit reg? Gaan ons gaan oefen. Okay, dis 2:18:8. Weer intentional. All right. So the first point is choose your actions. All right. Intentional. Choose your actions. So this is something that I learned to do, and this is actually so close to my heart, is that in the morning when I get dressed, you know, it's a good thing to say, God, will you also dress me in the full armor of God? But there's something else that I want to teach you, is that I want to teach you that when you get dressed, to say, God, will you dress me with your Holy Spirit this day? But I mean, it's a bit, say, God, I pray the blood of Jesus over me, which is good. But to say, God, dress me with your Holy Spirit today is so special. And then you can touch your mind and say, God, give me your thoughts today. Wherever I go, give me your mind. I take every thought captive to the obedience and glorification of Jesus Christ. Give me your thoughts and your mind for today. I pray that everything that I see today, touch your eyes then and say, everything that I see today will be intentional for your kingdom. Give me your spiritual eyes so that I can see in the spirit. Julle ken die story van Elia wat hy gevra het, Here, maak my diensknegt se oë oop. Ken julle die story nie? Okay. So Elijah was a king wanted to kill Elijah, and Elijah was he was running away actually for the king. And then one day the king sent his army and they surrounded this tent or this house that Elijah lived in. And then sy diensknegt, the guy working for him, he stood up and I think he took away the curtain and ek dink hy sê melkkoud geskrik. He saw the army standing there and he went to Elijah and he woke him up and said, Elijah, they're going to kill us. Come, this whole army to come and catch us. And I think Elijah went, took away the curtain. He said, all right. And then Elijah said something. He prayed. He said, God, will you just open this guy's spiritual eyes? God opened it. And as he looked out, he saw an army of God's angels standing around this army. Go read the story. It's beautiful what happened. So when you touch your eyes, it's God, give me your spiritual eyes. This morning on my way to church, I saw a guy at the traffic robot and a traffic light. And God showed me something. Because this morning I prayed, give me your spiritual eyes. And God showed me something manifesting in this guy's life. And I could pray for him on my way to church. I mean, I couldn't stop for him to bid nie, maar ek het geweet, God het my dit gewys en ek kon dit doen. If God opens your spiritual eyes, moenie skrik nie. Because he will show you stuff that you need to see so that you can pray for it. All right. Then touch your ears. God, let me only hear the things that you want me to hear. Ouens, ons moet ons harte, as Afrikaners, ons moet ons harte oppas. We must guard our hearts in this time that we live in. Because you will hear stuff. Wherever you go to the Braaivleis Vuur, wherever you gather, people will moan and groan and moan and groan. Like the Israelites did, and they stayed there for how many years? 40 years, because God hates moaning and groaning. God loves faith. So touch your ears and do that. God, let me only say the things that I'm supposed to say today. Sit a wag voor my mond. God, guard my heart today. Guard my heart so that I will not judge, that I will unconditionally love. Give me your heart for people around me. That's the first thing that you can do. And then a second thing that you can do, which is even more amazing, is to ask God, to say, God, will you wear me as a glove today? Will you wear me as a glove today? So God jou aantrek. So jy trek God aan en God trek jou aan. Is dit nie mooi nie? So that's something that you can do. Your choices. You know what? God's choices is way different than man's choices. God's ways is way different. Way different. Moenie met jou eie gedagtes dink jy gaan die dag aanvat nie. God works in different ways. It's actually in Isaiah 55, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. God has got unconventional and unorthodox ways of doing things. God is anderster as wat ons is. Just think about the Bible. God says, love your enemy. Come on. That's unconventional. Turn the other cheek. Forgive. Here, hoe vergewe ek? Hoe vergewe ek? God is way different than us. Jesus could choose, Jesus could go into the church of that time and he could choose 100 law-abiding, law-follower young people to follow him. Waar gaan hy? Hy gaan na die dokke toe, gaan kies die matroos, weet jy hoe vloeke matroos? Hy gaan kies van haar jong mannetjies, en sê, follow me. God's way is way different than ours. Een van die mooie stories in die Bybel is the story of Gideon. Just to prove that God's ways is so much different. So Gideon, God called him, he was actually one of the weakest tribes of Israel. God called him and said, Jy, kom hier, volg my. And he said to him, I want you to fight against the enemy. How many enemy? 120,000. And he said, okay, you go and choose yourself some guys that can fight, warriors. And he chose 32,000. So die ouens wat bietjie wiskunde kan doen, that's a ratio of 1 to 4. So I think you can just imagine when he spoke to those guys, he said, guys, they are 120,000. We are 32,000. So that means when we go into this war, every one of you will have to kill 4 guys. Anders gaan ons dit nie maak nie. En ek dink hy was tjaf gesê, okay, I've got my faith. Hy het die ouens gemotiveer dat hulle brul. And then on his way, God said, no, I want you to lose about 99% of those guys. So I want you to go into this war with 300 only against 120,000. That's a ratio of 1 to 400. So okay, ouens, die wiskunde het 'n bietjie verander, ekskuus. Jy het nog gedink jy gaan 4 ouens vat. Jy het nou 400 ouens wat jy moet vat. And he went into that war and he won because God is unorthodox. God works in different ways. So don't moenie dink jy gaan met jou slim plannetjies gaan. Really, I remember this so many times. This one day I had a business once and I was selling tires at Superquick and there was a guy he came in there and hy moet sê bakkie sommer so binne in die showroom en hy vlei die tires. En hy klim maar uit en is so wille ou. And he started, you know, shouting and say, pump my tires. And I wanted to say, excuse me, met 'n paar byvoeglike name word. And for a moment, because I was sensitive, God said to me, love this guy, like you didn't love anyone today. And I went up to him and I just, you know, I just touched him. It's always a good thing to touch someone because there's someone inside of you that lights. And I touched him. I said, did you have a bad day? Eventually, this guy stayed for 2-3 hours. I prayed for him. I sold him 4 tires as well. But if I wasn't sensitive, guys, be sensitive. God is unorthodox. In your ways, and alles wat jy doen vandag, and alles wat jy doen is, pak dit aan met God saam met jou. Be intentional in what you do and how you behave. So I want to tell you that if you are confronted by whatever, fear perhaps, give it to God before you behave. Won't you just incline your ears to the frequency of the Holy Spirit and listen to what He says about your problems? When you doubt, have doubt, when you hurt. When someone says South Africa is doomed, won't you just incline your ears to the Holy Spirit? When you are outnumbered 400-1, incline your ears, listen to the Holy Spirit. When you're alone, when you lost someone, won't you just incline your ears to the Holy Spirit? Say, God, teach me your ways. How do you feel about this? Point number 2, set the temperature. Is dit net my vrou wat geluister het vandag? Yes, julle moet wakker word. Yes, julle moet wakker word. Okay, kom ons try weer. Point number 2. Are you ready? Set the temperature intentionally. So this is very important. Guys, and vooral vir ons manne, asseblief, luister vir my. Ek het 'n manne groep, amazing ouens, and I challenge them with this every time I see them. Wherever you go to the Braai Vleis group, of tannie Sava jy by die hekel groepietjie uithang. Okay. Wherever you go, when your family gathers, I guarantee you it won't take 20 minutes before someone says, "Ja, hierdie land van ons. Die gate. Die slaggate." The economy. Guys, if we're not intentional to set the temperature. Now, let me tell you how you set the temperature. Could you see that that ostrich couldn't blend in? Why do you try to blend into the conversation? Jy is die lig. Whenever you gather into that group, wanneer jy die ouens veil jokes vertel, and I've been there, I can tell you stories upon stories. Wanneer jy die ouens die grappies vertel en alles, and whenever you go and stand there, you're not blending in. They look at the corner of their eye, what is your behavior when they say something? How are you going to react when they tell a dirty joke? How are you going to react when they start talking about this bad stuff wat in ons land gebeur? If you agree, if you laugh at that, or if you just take part of the conversation, then you agree. And when you're in agreement, die woord sê wat 2 of 3 by mekaar is, dit wat jy oor saamstem, sal gebeur. So it's important for us to set the temperature. Let me tell you this. We are not, nou moet ek hier die woord regkry, thermometers. We are not thermometers. Ons is nie thermometers as Christene nie. 'N thermometer gaan en sê, okay, waaroor praat ons? Oor 'n bietjie, ons praat so 'n bietjie oor die politiek, ja, oor die slegte goed wat gebeur, die verkiesing, ooh, ene wat gaan gebeur. Okay, kom ons praat saam. That is, listen to what the temperature is, set the temperature inside of you the same, so that you can take part of the conversation. We are thermostats. So you can set the temperature. So guys, whenever there is a temperature of doubt or fear, want dit is wat gebeur, is ons Christene, ons Suid-Afrikaners, vrees wat in die land kan gebeur. We do. En dan praat ons vrees. But if you go then you start speaking faith, and you say, guys, you know what, that's true. But you know what God did for our parents and their parents? You know what God did in my life? If I look around and I look at the altars of worship that I built because of the amazing things that God did in my life, then I cannot other than to say, but this is just another mountain that we have to climb out. This is just something that we can trust God for. Set the temperature. En ek het nou al soveel keer gesien, as jy die temperature begin sit, dan begin die ouens nou minder vloek, en hulle begin nou praat oor. Jy weet, hulle, party ouens begin 'n bietjie anders praat. They get in a different, ja broer, jy weet, ja, jy is nou eintlik reg. Because the Holy Spirit will prompt them. There's no way. This girl was a prostitute. They thought they can blend in. She spotted them in a crowd of how many guys? And you know what she did? She went because of the light in them. Because they were God-fearing men. She went and she said, I believe you. I trust that God is going to do something. We heard about you guys. Weet julle, ek wil vir julle nou sê, die demone sidder as jy in 'n kamer inkom. Ek het 'n getuienis, my son actually gave us a testimony, we could, me and I need to listen to this thing, of a ex-Satanist. This guy went, and he got saved many years back, and he's just testifying about the greatness of God. But he said one of the things that he had to do is that whenever there was a covenant of prayer, and ons gaan nou oor prayer praat, maar wanneer daar iemand is wat saamstem oor gebed, then it was their duty to break that covenant. What he actually said is also that when a God-fearing man was going into a town, they were not allowed to go there. They had to escape, and they couldn't go back for 21 days into that same place because of a God-fearing man that is shining the light of God in a broken world. So ek wil jou challenge met daai. Vat jy grond vir die koninkryk of probeer jy inblend? Ons is nie gemaak om in te blend nie. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Number 3, are you ready? The third one is very, very quickly, and it says, slow down. Das hy, julle is wakker. Dit het 3 punte gevat. Slow down. And I'm going to run quickly through this one, because it's slowing down. Jesus was pretty slow, but he was never late. Someone once said, to catch up with Jesus, you have to slow down. Someone else said that, die trappe van vergelyking, wat sit in Engels? Is daar 'n Engelse woord vir dit? Dankie, Sonny. Das sy. Ek so bly jy is gebore. The degrees of comparison for Harry is Harry Berry. Jy weet as jy iemand jou bel en sê, hoor, jy kies nou, baie, koop jy die ding nou, as jy nie moet nie nou koop jy, die afslag hou net, it's probably not God. If someone tries to hurry you into a decision, it's probably not God. Wanneer jy ook al met 'n besluit neem, en iemand sê vir jou maak, jy sê nie, nee, gee my kans, gee my so dag of wat, wat ek al. Then, and they, you know, hulle aanvaar dit, then it's probably God. So kom ons slow down. Hebrews 6:15 says, Abraham patiently endured and obtained the promise that God gave him. Patience. Now number 4, pray intentionally. Pray intentionally. Ouens, en dis belangrik. Dis een ding om te gaan bid vir jou broodjies voordat jy eet. Weet julle wat is die kortste gebed in die restaurant? Het julle hom al gesien? The shortest prayer in a restaurant that I know is actually when they get the food and they just go, pray intentionally. It's so important that we are intentional, that we ask God, what is that to pray for? Dis, ek is so opgewonde oor die gemeente wat bid vir die verkiesing. Dis vir my amazing. God told me and Anita some years ago to start a house of prayer. And I can tell you that's something that people battles with. People don't want to pray. And another word for a description for prayer is just talking to God intentionally. Talking to God intentionally about stuff that is happening around us. So, if you don't pray, this is what happens. Ons kan nou baie lank oor gebed praat, but prayerlessness caused the following. A lack. Because the word says, you don't have because you don't ask. It's baie makkelijk, James 4:2. The second thing it causes is, it causes us to, prayer, the lack of prayer is, it puts you into temptation. So wanneer jy bid, dan protect it. It protects you from temptation. So we start battling battles that we are not supposed to battle because prayer stops temptation. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 26. He said, keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. Pray that you will not fall into temptation. Don't wait till you are tempted and then pray. Of course, that's the only thing that you can do. But pray that you are not tempted. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, intentionality. Be intentional. But the third thing that prayerlessness causes is that robs you of joy. John 16:24, it says, ask and keep on asking, and you will receive. Hoekom gee jy vir jou kleinkie? As jy 'n klein seentjie is, ek weet nie wie van julle is julle wat die dogtertjies het. As julle vir die dogter sê, as julle soet is in die kerk, gaan papa vir julle McDonald's koop. Nee, of ice cream koop. Nee. It gives you such great joy when they ask you for something and you give it to them. It gives you joy, but it gives them double joy. So this is what the word says. Ask and keep on asking and you will receive so that your joy may be full and complete. Is dit nie mooi nie? So if you don't pray, you are robbed of joy. Then number 5, expect a fight intentionally. So guys, this is the one thing that we as Christians lack, is we don't know that we are in a spiritual fight. Can you just imagine you go and watch the Springboks against New Zealand, and the coach comes up to you and the coach says, oh, listen, ons kort 'n voorry om mater. Jy lyk vir ons reg, kom. Ons het jou nodig. And they put you this number 3 jersey on and jy hardloop hier saam met die Springbokke op die veld. Nee, and the next moment that guys kick off and you catch the ball. And as you look up there's 15 Maoris. Hulle wil jou nie fliek toe vat nie. Hulle wil jou uithaal. Just pause that picture for a moment. That is what us Christians are like. We are in a fight and we don't even know it. Jy's op die veld, of jy nou wil of nie, of jy daai trui aan het, as jy, if you go on this field and you've got a number 3 jacket on, a jersey on, and you've got the ball, hulle gaan vir jou uithaal. You've got the light inside of you. Jesus is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. The Word teaches you how to fight this battle. And the most Christians don't even know that they are in this battle. Ons weet nie om geestelike oorlogvoering te. Die vijand ken al die reels. You know that the devil knows the Bible inside and out. He can even try to use it against you. He tried it with Jesus. Gaan kyk 'n bietjie. He used scripture against Jesus. But what did Jesus say? He said, it is written. Hy het nie sy adres gegee nie. So if you don't know the address, it's fine. As long as you know it is written. Daar staan geskryf. Kragtige ding. Expect a fight. If you expect a fight, then you know that you should dress in the full armor of God. Then you know that you should expect temptations. You should expect to fail. You should expect to get angry from time to time. You should expect to sometimes get no's instead of yes's. But you are ready for the fight. And that makes a huge difference. So ek wil hê jy moet weet vandag, as jy die lig van God, en hoe nader jy aan God is, hoe nader jy aan God lewe, hoe groter is die battle. Just imagine this, if God didn't save Peter, or John, or Paul, or even Jesus, from these temptations, van die persecution. Jesus het ons gewaarsku, Jesus het gesê, julle gaan vervolg word. Hy het actually gesê, they will hate you. They will hate you. So Jesus het gesê, weet dit, die oomblik as jy, if you bear my light, if my light lives inside of you, the devil will try to take you out. So expect a fight, intentionally. And then the last one, en ook hier vir ons 'n bietjie musiek opsit dan hier. This is actually so close to my heart. The last point is that to remain in Christ. I want you to close your eyes for a moment because I want you to see this picture, one of the most beautiful pictures that I could imagine in the Bible for me. So Jesus sat in the upper room and he just had communion with the disciples. They ate together and he washed their feet and they had communion. And then I think Jesus' heart was beating out of his chest because he knew that his time was coming. And then they left the upper room. They walked down the steps. And just out of the room was what they called the Kidron, the Valley of Kidron, Kidron Valley. And at that stage, the Valley of Kidron was full of grapes, drive prele. So then Jesus walked with these friends. There were 12 of them, but one of them wasn't there with him on their way to the garden. But he knew that this was his time. And they were just going to into the garden and then he's going to be arrested. So this was actually one of the last messages that Jesus could give his friends. His best friends. And I can just imagine him walking there in a grape, in a vineyard, and he sat down and he made his disciples sit down and he said, sit here, I wanna show you something. I wanna teach you something. And now because I'm almost done, I want you to realize that this is Jesus wanting to show you and teach you something this morning. And then he said something amazing. He said, I am the vine. My father he's the farmer. He's the one that gives water to these vines. But I am the vine. And I think he probably took the vine and he said, listen guys, you see this vine? I am this vine. You see these branches? This is you. And then he used one specific word and I pray that this word will fall into your spirit this morning. He said this, remain in me. He actually used this word remain something like 11 times in 13 verses. So he said, because I'm going away, I want you to remain in me. Then he gave them some promises. He said, if you remain in me, you will bear fruit. You see this fruit around you. If you remain in me, you see where the branch enters the grape, the vine, remain there and you will bear fruit. He says that you will be pruned and it's not going to be nice. Your faith will be tested sometimes. Sometimes you will feel like God failed you. Sometimes you will feel alone. Sometimes you will be hurt. Sometimes you will wonder. Sometimes you will doubt. But it's okay. That's just pruning season. And then he said, if you remain in me, then I will remain in you. My light will be in you wherever you go. I will remain in you. That's a promise. If you remain in me, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done. That's a promise. If you remain in me, then God, my dad, is glorified and honored. So this is a way of worshiping God, is by you remaining in me. If you remain in me, my love will be in you. My fullness of my agape love will be in you. If you remain in me, your joy and delight will be in you. If you remain in me, your joy may be complete and overwhelming, overflowing. So if you remain in Christ, there's nothing that can separate you from His love, from His goodness, from His greatness, from His love, from His presence, from His joy, from His pruning, but also from His worship. But are you intentional? God, this morning we just want to confess that we've missed it. Actually, let's confess, Lord, I've missed it so much. There's so many times that I am not intentional, that I am not going into this world yet. When I gaan werk, wanneer ek in die winkels inloop, when I stop at the robot, when I enter into a shop, when I enter into a conversation, I'm not intentional that I am the light. That you are depending on me to be your light. You actually send me and say, go and be a light in a broken world. And I can just imagine how you sit and you say to your angels, watch that space. Watch how I enter that working place because my son, my light is there. Watch how I enter into that shop, that person that is praying and waiting for a word from God, from touch from someone that loves me. Someone that just perhaps needs lunch. Someone that just needs to hear that I love them. I'm sending my light in the form of my son and my daughter into a broken world. I want to confess that I've missed it. And also I want to pray, Father, that from today on, I will think different about this. I pray that you dress me with yourself. That you wear me as a glove. I pray that you will fill me, that you will guide my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart. And that the resurrection power of Jesus will be in me and on me wherever I go for your glory. And if you agree, say amen. Baie dankie. Dave.